Okay, Paul Ramel back here at State Cross Country. I got the state champion with me, Morgan Gale of Murray County Central. Congratulations, Morgan.
Thank you.
Wow, talk about your run here.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to go out there and run my race and get first.
Yeah.
That's my whole goal in the season.
Yep.
And I did that, and it was really amazing.
Yep. I saw the big smile on your face when you crossed the finish line.
Yeah, it was just kind of emotional and stuff, and yeah.
That's your last race. You're a senior, right?
No, I'm a junior.
No, you're junior, yeah. So you'll be back next year.
Yeah, me and my team, hopefully.
Yeah, how the team do-wise, you know, at all?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What do you like about the St. Olaf course here? What's tough about it?
Well, there's that hill right by the finish line.
Yeah, okay.
And that gets people, and there's that hill on the 2 mile, part of the 2 mile,
okay.
The last mile.
You like running through the woods?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on you can call yourself a state champion for the rest of your life now, huh?
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. I'll let you get to your family and friends there. So.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Morgan Gale of Murray County Central, your state champion in Class A here at the state cross country tournament.
Our state cross-country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, Pro Image Partners, Prairie Winds Wellness, Boris Crop Insurance, Heartland Eye Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Tofty Auto and Sales, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Madison Dental Clinic, Syngenta Seeds, Prairie Brand Seeds, Lack Parle Mutual Insurance. State cross-country coverage brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson and Madison, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Ag Processing Incorporated, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Miller Services Incorporated, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan and Marietta, Ludvigson Tiling, and Fieldcrest Fertilizer. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage with Paul Ramo right here on 92.1 FM. Country coverage on Q92 brought to you by Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Olson Dray Service, Pro Image Partners, Prairie Winds Wellness, Boris Crop Insurance, Heartland Eye Clinic, Madison Bottling Company, Tofty Auto and Sales, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Madison Dental Clinic, Syngenta Seeds, Prairie Brand Seeds, Lack Parle Mutual Insurance. State cross-country coverage brought to you by Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson and Madison, Ag Plus Cooperative, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Zarbach Funeral Home, United Prairie Bank, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Ag Processing Incorporated, The Mattress Barn and Marshall, Miller Services Incorporated, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lund Implement Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Appleton, Milan and Marietta, Ludvigson Tiling and Fieldcrest Fertilizer. Thanks for joining us for state cross-country coverage with Paul Ramo right here on 92.1 FM.
Paul Ramo, broadcasting from St. Olaf College here in Northfield. This is our final wrap-up of the day for state cross-country. And let's just go through some of the finishes for our local cross-country runners in our Q92 listening area. First of all, in the girls Class A, the team champion was Purim with 103 points. Laverne out of Section 3A, the Section 3A champs, Laverne Cardinals, they play second. And Murray County Central, Section 3A runner-up, they placed fourth. Individually in the Class A girls, Morgan Gale from Murray County Central is the state champion. She's a junior, and I had opportunity to visit with Morgan Gale from Murray County Central after her run, and we'll play that here shortly after this. Tedley Nelson from Laverne, a sophomore, she placed third. And Camby Miniotas, Braylon Merritt, just an eighth grader. Braylon ran a good race. She placed 74th out of 176 runners. So good job by Braylon Merritt. She was all smiles when I was interviewing her. She had a time of 20 minutes and 20 seconds. And so Braylon Merritt, 74th place in Class A. And unfortunately, Grace Streets, of Camby Miniota did not finish the race. She had some issues there, just a few feet or from the finish line, and she's going to be okay. She was in the medical tent for a long time, and she'll be okay, but kind of disappointing there for Grace. She finished sixth last year, and she was actually in 10th place when she was having some issues there. So great season for Grace Streets and Braylon Merritt of Camby Miniota. Let's take a look at the boys in Class A. A little disappointing. The Lockefroy Valley Dawson Boyd boys, they wanted to get on the podium, and they fell short. They placed fourth. Perham was state champions with a score of 75. West Central, second place with 83. Then it was St. James. St. James placed 154. And then Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd, 182. Staples Motley placed fifth with a 184 spot. And Redwood Valley out of Section 3A, they placed 16th out of 16 teams. So Lacapral Valley Dawson Boyd boys, fourth place in the state this year. Leading the Eagles was Mike Qual. Mike finished in 31st place with a time of 16:43. Zeke Sather right behind Mike. Zeke placed 33rd with a time of 16:44. Then Griffin Johnson placed 35th with a time of 16:45. I should mention there was 175 runners running the Class A boys race here at St. Olaf today. So Mike Qual, 31st, Zeke Sather, 33rd, Griffin Johnson, 35. And then following that for Lacapral Valley was, Peyton Sterrud, 58th, Mason Bramer, 63rd, and Colby Duth. Colby finished 66th. Caden Alpress had a personal best. He said he finished 130th. He ran a 17:58. Camby Miniota's Blake Stokes finished in 134th place with a time of 18:02. And Ortonville's Nathan Nye, a junior, placed 164th today. Also, I should mention Morris area Chicago, Alberta's Noah Stewart. He placed 80th. And Yellow Medicine East junior Bertram Monk placed 175. So that's your final results here at State Cross Country in St. Olaf. Been a lot of fun. Want to thank our sponsors for sponsoring State Cross Country again this year. Appreciate that. Without them, these broadcasts wouldn't be possible. So with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.